I haven't really woken up. Oh, until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Hi, I'm John Bearer, the host and lead researcher for Stories of Sacrifice, American POW MIA podcast, and the U.S. POW MIA Family Locating, a free forensic genealogy public service I provide to support POW MIA families trying to get their loved one identified and brought home. First, I want to thank you, our listeners, for your interest in the Stories of Sacrifice podcast. Our goal with the podcast is to tell the world about the sacrifice these brave heroes gave for the freedoms we enjoy every day. They gave our country their last full measure. They give us their tomorrow for our freedom today. Second, we would like to raise public awareness that thousands of these heroes from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Cold War have still not yet been found or returned to the United States, with many still buried as unknowns in our own national cemeteries. Their families still waiting for our government to disinter and identify them. So what can you do to support this important mission? First, if you are a relative of a missing in action service member, you can visit the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency website for more information about providing a family reference DNA sample. If you want more information, you can also contact me at john@uspowmiafamilylocating.com. Even if you're not related to an MIA, you can contact your members of Congress to request they allocate enough funding to support the POW MIA mission and to change the DPAA policy to a DNA lead process and create additional public partnerships to disinter and process the remains for those that are buried as unknown. You can also help us in our mission by sharing these podcast stories with your friends, family, and consider sharing them on your own social media. We would also appreciate if you could leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also visit www.storiesofsacrifice.org and leave us a review there. You can visit our affiliate links on our website where we will earn a small commission on your purchases and no extra cost to you. If you feel moved to do so, please visit our donation links on our website to help us continue this important mission. Just sharing these stories helps us greatly, and we cannot thank you enough for listening. Sit back and relax, and we hope you enjoy today's show. Welcome to Stories of Sacrifice, World War II American POW MIA's podcast, the voice of the missing in action and the voice of those buried as unknowns in our national cemeteries. I'm your host and lead researcher, John Bearer. Thank you for joining us in Season 3 of Stories of Sacrifice podcast. We hope everyone had a great Christmas and a very, very merry new year. Hopefully, 2021 will be a better year for all of us, and most of all, for our POW MIA families for a quick return and identification of their MIA loved ones. After a lot of requests for 2021, we are expanding the Stories of Sacrifice podcast to include all the wars. Many Korea and Vietnam families have reached out, along with some retired military that have worked on POW MIA recovery missions who would like to come on and tell us their story. Our forensic genealogy and family reference sample DNA program will continue for our World War II MIAs with a goal to exceed our record year in 2020 that resulted in 127 World War II POW MIAs that were buried as unknowns in the Manila American Cemetery that had disinterment requests authorized by the DPAA and the DOD. We are looking forward to bringing you those stories as well when the DPAA lab makes each identification and sends these heroes home to their families. If you haven't visited the Stories of Sacrifice podcast website, please visit www.storiesofsacrifice.org so you can see pictures of these men we talk about and where you can also leave us a voice message with any questions or comments that you might have. We may even play your voice message in the next podcast to answer your questions. If you would like, there's also links on our website where you can rate the show or support our work, and that is always appreciated. If you do like video podcasts, there's also a link to our YouTube channel. Again, we are looking forward to a great season 3 with heroic stories of our missing in action from all wars told to us by their families. We hope you stay tuned, and please consider sharing our podcast with your friends and family. Talk to you all again soon.
Thank you for listening to Stories of Sacrifice, World War II, American, POW, MIAs in the Philippines. This has been a production of the U.S. POW MIA Family Locating. You can find us on the web at uspowmiafamilylocating.com. Opinions expressed in this podcast are our own and given in the best intention. Overall, the POW MIA accounting community is doing what it can with limited resources. It is our hope additional federal funding will be provided, along with additional partnerships established to disinter and process the remains of our unknowns located in the national cemeteries. You can help by contacting your congressional representatives and asking that they implement a DNA lead policy for those unknown POW MIAs. Thank you for listening.
Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
Everybody needs just the right amount of fuel to get going in the morning. For some, a nice McDonald's egg and cheese bagel is just enough to do it. Others might prefer a McDonald's bacon egg and cheese bagel. Or perhaps a sausage egg and cheese bagel. And there are those where nothing will do but a hearty McDonald's steak egg and cheese bagel. 4 different breakfast bagels to get you going. Tomorrow morning, give your engine a head start at participating McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.